This is Chris Johnson, and I've got a fucking scab, maybe about a fucking inch wide, on my fucking head. Because I went fucking toddler the other day. I went fucking toddler, and I had a fucking cabinet door open, and I fucking smashed my fucking head into it, and I fucking cut myself open. You know the sense of disappointment you get with yourself as an adult, as a fucking grown-ass man, or grown-ass woman, grown-ass fucking human being? Just that feeling that, like, oh my God, like, I'm no better than I was as a fucking stumbling four-year-old fuck. I was fucking cleaning shit up. Or I don't know if I was really cleaning shit up, but I was putting shit away. I was putting the dishes away and shit. So I got like all these fucking cabinet doors open. I got the fucking above cabinet doors open. I got the fucking lower level cabinet doors open. I got fucking random drawers open and shit. And like I'm closing this shit up as I'm putting the plates and everything back. I'm obsessive compulsive. I can't have like cabinet doors open. Like if I turned around and saw that the fucking drawer was like a fucking inch open, I would go over there and fucking close it. I remember one time in like fucking middle school or high school or shit, I was in home ec. Remember home ec? What the fuck did X stand for? Economics? We didn't talk about fucking economics in that fucking class. I remember like we made like boxer shorts and like baked pancakes and shit. I don't know why the fuck we had that goddamn course. We'd go into like a fucking classroom that had like fucking kitchens in it and shit and fucking sewing machines, and we just do dumb bullshit. And I fucking hated that class because I wasn't good at it. The boxer shorts I made were a fucking disaster. They're unwearable. Like only one fucking like open leg hole. Just a fucking mess. Aside from me sucking at that class, one of the one things I do remember is we're in the fucking kitchen section and I looked and there was a fucking drawer open. It was open like a fucking inch and I kept staring at it. We're sitting at this fucking table, me and my like team, I guess. They broke us up into fucking groups. We're just sitting there doing whatever the fuck, and I kept looking at that fucking drawer. And I knew I had to get up and close the goddamn drawer. If I didn't close the drawer, I would lose my fucking mind. So I did. I fucking stood up. I walked over. I closed the drawer. I sat back down. I didn't say shit to anybody about it, but they fucking noticed it. And one of them was like, did you just get up and close that drawer? I was like, yeah, I did, goddammit. I closed that fucking drawer. Why? Listen, we don't want to get in my fucking head right now, okay? Because I had to fucking close it. It was driving me fucking insane. That's something you can't fucking verbalize as a 12-year-old or however fucking old I was in that goddamn class. I can't even fucking verbalize it now, really. I just knew I had to close the fucking drawer. It wasn't because I wanted to clean up. It was because seeing the drawer open just drove me insane. I'm not like that with everything, though, because like my closet door is open now. Like I don't close my closet. I got these sliding fucking doors. I keep those shits open. There's really no rhyme or reason to what is going to drive me nuts at any particular time. But an open drawer is going to drive me fucking crazy. So as I'm putting the shit away in my fucking kitchen, I'm closing the doors and the drawers and shit. But then I needed something. I needed something under the sink. And you know, the under sink cabinet is got like fucking cleaners and garbage bags and shit down there, fucking dishwashing stuff. But I had to go in there for something. I don't remember what the fuck I had to go in there for, but I had to go in there for something. But then like you're squatting down to put something away in the lower level and you forget that the fucking upper doors are open. I mean, I don't forget they're open. I know the upper doors are open, but like, I don't know. I don't think I'm gonna fucking fly up super fast and fucking hit my head on a fucking corner of it. But that's exactly what fucking happened. The fucking above door is open. I'm squatting down, putting something away. I stand up too fucking quick and I fucking caught my head. I hit that goddamn thing. It hurt like a motherfucker. And I started stumbling backwards. And I thought to myself, like, I probably could have maintained my balance. But then I was like, dude, you know what? I'm home alone. There's nothing on the kitchen floor. Just fucking go down. Just go down like the fucking failure you are. Go down in a fucking heap. And I did. I just fucking laid there on the kitchen floor and I was like, oh my fucking God. And it was one of those cuts too, where you fucking do it. And this isn't always like a cut on the head. I mean, sometimes you do it on your fucking hands. Usually I do this shit on my fucking hands. Where like, you bang your hand on like the edge of something. The fucking corner of a fucking cabinet or a fucking cupboard. Not something with like a sharp edge, but something that'll fucking cut you if you fucking bump into that shit too quick. When you do it with your hands, you're looking at it. You're like, am I cut? Am I cut? Am I cut? And then you don't see any cuts. But then like 10 seconds later, it starts to bleed. You know that shit? I fucking hate that shit. Just bleed right away. You don't have to build the fucking tension. So I'm laying on the ground, like feeling all over my head, like for blood. Because I thought I fucking cut my head open. But I couldn't feel it anywhere. So I'm putting all my fingers through it and shit. And I was like, dude, I think I'm fucking safe. I think I'm okay. Yeah, sure, it sucks. And I can't tell anybody about it, except for everybody about it by putting out this fucking podcast. But at least I'm okay because I'm not bleeding all over the fucking place. And then I fucking forgot about it. What about my business? And drag my ass off the ground and, you know, do whatever. But then like later on, went to the bathroom, looking at myself in the mirror. And I don't know what the fuck happened. Like, I don't know if I started combing my hair out or if I showered early, whatever the fuck, or if I was just like feeling around my head, but I did something or I like grabbed my head, whatever the fuck. So I put my hand on my head and then I felt it. I was like, oh my fucking God, what the fuck is this? And I peeled it back and there's a huge fucking gash. Like, I don't know how the fuck I missed the gash. It's like I have no concept of how big my fucking head is or where I actually got hit. It fucking hurt, but I had no idea. I must have just been rubbing like where it wasn't fucking bleeding, or maybe it wasn't bleeding right away. I don't know. But there's a huge fucking scab there and it sucked. Brushing my hair afterwards, like I'd take a shower for like the next 3-4 fucking days. Brushing my hair hurt like a motherfucker. And the scab is still there. It doesn't hurt anymore. But the scab is there just a reminder of what a fucking bum I am. That's the type of injury that if you got when you were a fucking child, your parents would like yell at you. At least my parents would yell at me. Maybe you had like caring parents. But like anytime I fucked up as a kid and like hurt myself, they always like yelled at me for hurting myself. You should have been paying closer attention. Sorry, dude. I didn't mean to bump into a fucking door. I had flashbacks. I'm laying on my kitchen floor fucking bleeding out in the fucking head and having flashbacks to getting yelled at as a kid for doing this. Good thing you did this in your fucking apartment by yourself, asshole. Yes, I feel shame, but I'm not getting yelled at by my dad. I will be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's new podcast episodes come out. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. You can download me, subscribe, website, app, carry me in your pocket. I'm also on any fucking podcasting site you want, really. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, whatever. I'm on Twitter. That is at JohnsonHateYou. I am on Instagram. That is at maybe the number 5 minutes. And I'm on my Facebook timeline. So if that shit's your bag, you can catch me right there.